Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a drum bass flip with Breakbeat Surgery in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that proper drum and bass energy shift, where the groove mutates halfway through the phrase without losing its identity. This is one of those moves that sounds small on paper, but in a drop it can make the whole section feel like it wakes up. You start with a tight, believable drum backbone. Then you flip the groove in the second half so the drums feel like they're evolving in real time. Not a totally new beat. More like the same beat got a second wind, got darker, and started talking back. Now, before we get into slicing breaks and automating drive, let's get the mindset right. In DNB, the drums are not just keeping time, they're part of the hook. So the goal here is not chaos. The goal is controlled movement. The kick and snare stay recognizable and everything around them gets more animated, more broken, more urgent. First thing, group your drums into a single drum bus. Put your kick, snare or clap, hats, percussion, any fills and your breakbeat layer all into one group track. Name it drum bus. That gives you one place to shape the whole kit like a single instrument, which is exactly what you want for this kind of move. On that bus, start with a simple processing chain. EQ8 first, then glue compressor, then drum bus, then saturator or roar, and finally utility. You're not trying to destroy the sound here. You're trying to make the kit feel glued, punchy, and ready for the bass line to live underneath it. A good starting point is a gentle high pass on the very low end if needed, maybe around 20 to 30 Hz, just to clear out useless rumble. Then on glue compressor, keep it light, around 2 to 1 ratio, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. A medium attack around 30 milliseconds, and auto release. That keeps the drums breathing while still feeling unified. With drum bus, start subtle. A little drive, a little transience, and keep boom low or off until you know the kick and sub relationship is behaving. Utility stays at normal width to start, and later we'll use it to control stereo energy. The big thing here is to make the bus feel stable before we start flipping the groove. Now build the main drum backbone. This is your first 8 bars, and it should feel solid enough to stand on its own. Think classic DNB logic, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, hats moving in the gaps, and maybe a few small percussion hits for bounce. If you're making a roller, keep it a little more open and restrained. If you're making something jungle-leaning, allow a bit more break energy in the bass pattern, but still keep the snare strong and clear. This matters because the flip only feels good if the original groove is already convincing. If the first half is weak, the second half just sounds busy. We want contrast, not confusion. Now for the surgery part. Bring in a breakbeat, either something classic or one you recorded yourself. You want a loop with clean transients, usable ghost hits, and a rhythm that has character. Drag it into Ableton, right-click the clip, and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients if the break is clean, or by 1/16 if you want more even control. Ableton will map those slices into a drum rack, which is basically your drum surgery bay. From here, you can mute weak hits, duplicate the slices you like, and rearrange the loop into something that serves your track instead of just looping forever. A really important teacher tip here, don't treat the break like the whole groove. Treat it like a second voice. Maybe only use 3 to 6 key slices at first. Keep the important snare ghosts. Keep a couple of pickup notes. Remove any kick slices that fight your programmed kick. The point is to support the backbone, not replace it. Now we create the flip itself. Think of bars 1 through 8 as the stable section. Then use the last half of bar 8 as your setup. That's where the listener starts to feel that something is about to change. Then bars 9 through 12 can bring in chopped break rhythm, and bars 13 through 16 can push it further, either with more syncopation, a heavier snare fill, or a more aggressive turnaround into the next phrase. A good flip is usually about changing at least 2 things at once. Maybe the kick density changes. Maybe the hat rhythm changes. Maybe the break slices start answering the snare. Maybe the ghost notes get more active. The secret is to make it feel like the groove turned a corner, not like you pasted in a different loop. One easy approach is to duplicate your MIDI clip for the second 8 bars and edit the second version. Shift 1 or 2 break slices a 16th earlier to create tension. Remove 1 kick every couple of bars so there's some push and pull. Add a ghost snare right before the main snare hit. Then put a short fill in the final bar using hats or reversed break slices. That little combo can be enough to make the second half feel alive. Now let's shape the bus like a mastering engineer who still cares about groove. On EQ8, check for mod around 200 to 400 Hz if the break and snare are stacking up too much. If the hats are getting sharp, tame them a bit around 7 to 10 kHz. You don't want to overpolish the kit. You just want it to sit together. On glue compressor, you can push a little harder for heavier styles, maybe 4:1, but still only aim for a few dB of gain reduction. On drum buss, add drive carefully, maybe somewhere in the 5-20% range depending on the source material. Transients can help the snare and kick punch through. Boom should be used with caution, especially if there's a sub-bass underneath. If you want extra edge, saturator or roar can add density. Again, the goal is not fuss soup. The goal is controlled grime. Then utility keeps you honest. If the break is too wide, bring the width down a little. DNB needs mono-safe low-end discipline, especially when the bass line is heavy. Now we automate the flip so it feels musical, not static. A great move is to increase drum bus drive a little in the second half. Open the cutoff on an auto filter placed on the break layer over a few bars. Add a little reverb send to the last snare fill so the transition has a tail. Narrow the stereo width slightly before the flip, then bring it back open when the new section lands. That contrast makes the second half feel bigger without just making it louder. Here is a practical phrase idea. Bars 7 and 8. Automate the break layer to get a little tighter or darker, then on the last beat of bar 8, hit a snare fill with a short reverb splash. Bars 9 through 12, open the break filter and let the chopped hits breathe. Bars 13 through 16, push the drive or saturation a little more so the last part of the phrase feels hardest. And remember, small automation moves are usually enough. You do not need 5 huge changes. In fact, too much movement can make the groove feel unstable instead of exciting. Next, give the break some life with ghost notes and microettes. This is where the track starts to feel human. Add faint ghost snares before the main backbeat. Put tiny hat pickups before bar changes. Displace one break slice slightly early or late every couple of bars. Shorten some notes so they hit harder. Vary velocity so repeated hits don't sound like a machine gun. If the break feels too stiff, use a little groove pull swing, but keep it subtle. Maybe 20-40% strength if you need it. Too much swing can blur the forward motion, and in DNB the snare still needs to hit with confidence. Also, think about the role of the break. Is it just texture, or is it actually taking over the groove? If it's just texture, keep it low key. If it's meant to drive the flip, give it a real rhythmic job, like answering the snare or carrying the end of a phrase into the next section. Now let's talk low end, because this is where a lot of otherwise great flips fall apart. Soloed, the drum section might sound sick. In the full mix, though, it can step all over the bass. So check the kick and sub in mono. Use utility if you need to. Make sure there's no unnecessary low rumble in the break layer. High pass the break if it isn't supposed to carry weight, maybe around 80-120 Hz, depending on the source. And if the kick loses impact, don't just boost it endlessly. First, remove overlapping low kick slices from the break. If you've got a re bass, leave room in the low mid so the movement stays readable. If you've got a clean sub with a re top, keep the sub centered and make sure the drum bus isn't masking it on the heavy snare hits. Here's a really useful advanced tip. Once the groove feels good, resample the drum bus to audio. A lot of the time, the resampled version feels tighter and more committed than the live MIDI stack. It also makes it easier to do another round of chop and flip editing, which can give you a more heavyweight result than endlessly tweaking plugins. And that's a big intermediate lesson right there. Don't think only in terms of plugins. Think in terms of arrangement, motion, and commitment. Sometimes the best move is to print the drums, then cut them up again. So to recap the process in plain language, first, build a strong drum bus. Then program a clean main groove. Then slice a break and edit it into a second voice. Use that break to create a flip in the second half of the phrase. Shape the whole kit with bus compression, saturation, eq, and width control. Then automate a few parameters so the second half feels like it opens up, darkens, or gets more aggressive. Finally, check the whole thing against the bass and the sub so it still works in the mix. If you want to practice this properly, try building an 8-bar drum foundation, then making a second 8 bars where the break gets more active, one kick idea gets removed, the hats change, and one small fill lands at the end. Run the whole thing through a drum bus. Automate just one or two key moves, and listen back with a bass line on top. Ask yourself a simple question. Does the second half feel like the track has turned a corner? If the answer is yes, you've got a real drum bus flip. And in drum and bass, that kind of groove mutation can make the difference between a loop that just runs and a drop that actually moves people.